Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
needed all the time. A woman president. Hooray for olive oil. Yahoo!
I propose the Bachelor Act. I hope this motion is carried. The Bachelor Tax will convince each guy that it's cheaper to be married.
We accept it. We reject it.
I propose the Women Wear the Pants in the Family Act. This program is quite ambitious. There'll be handsome secretaries for every lady's lap, while hubby stays home washing dishes.
We reject it. We accept it.
And for my special cabinet, to give things proper attention, I have chosen certain men whose names I need not mention.
We accept it. We reject it. 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 We accept it.
For the new regime, the best president we ever had. Olive oil. Olive oil. President? Wow. More president. Olive oil. Holy Abba, holy moly, holy moly, soul of America.
Always fun, isn't it? Oh, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Everybody's in the house today. It's Betty Jo. Who do we got here? We got Mendoza, Steve Mendoza, George Bettinger Show. We'll be listening by phone in a couple of minutes. Betty Jo, can't we resolve this crazy issue you have with the phone, huh? Can't we? I don't know. Hey, Mendoza's in the house. Anyway, it's President's Day, as George Bettinger from the George Bettinger Show remind me, and George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker's also in the house, Movie Attic Headquarters. That's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters, Facebook. Or I think this week is going to be Oscars. Yep, I think that's what it's going to be. Anyway, pretty funny. Pretty funny stuff. What are you all doing for President's Day? Staying warm, I hope. Well, I'm working in this chat room here. Let me see if I can get this working. And we'll have some fun, right? Hey, Steve Mendoza.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Thanks for the promo. That was Steve Mendoza's nice little promo of me. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays now at 4 p.m. What a fun show that is. You want to tune that in and check it out. Also, listening by phone, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, Tuesday at 4 p.m., and I believe this week it's going to be all about the Oscars. Oh, Steve Mendoza sharing his life. He's waiting for the DirecTV guy. Good luck with that. All right, what else do we have going on here? It's pretty cold. I guess everybody is cold wherever you are, except for George, because he's in Florida, so I guess he's not so cold. Are you, George? You're not so cold, are you? And I'm looking for a George here. Here we go. Where is it? Here we go. Little George Bettinger humor. CD's available on CD Baby.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you, fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, no. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tuts.
Who are you calling Tuts, Q-Ball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Doble hano, una hatacina, macarena. Bop to the bop to the bop to the vena. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
That was The Comedy of George Bettinger. You can get his CD on CD Baby. Very funny CD. Good pick-me-up and listen every day to some comedy and fun craziness on the Mom and Pop Shop. You can Facebook them and follow their thread and listen to them at 106hotmix.com. And just press the little icon if you have a Mac or a PC, and you can listen. Steve Mendoza Show, just Facebook and follow him, and he'll let you know when he's going to be on. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters this week, the Oscars, I believe. And let's have a little Apple Sister.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about, three telephone operators.
Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhear the murder of a cat burglar.
Just rearrange everything. Need to pull harder on the heartstrings. Who wants to root for a murdered burglar? Add more drama.
How about three telephone murderers who operate from the cat?
That's a great idea by me. Everything I asked for. And it's all wrong. Needs more cats.
More cats?
More cats! Right meow!
How about three telephone cats who own a murderer?
Oh, sounds great. Break a leg.
Thank you.
that was Lascivious Biddies. And before that was the Apple Sisters. A lot of fun. I discover a lot of people. George is asking me a question. I think the waiter's name is Singh, but I think it's like the foreign spelling, S-I-N-G-H, maybe like that. I can get it to him if you want to send it to me. I'll give it to him for the note from you. Anyway, what are you guys writing in my in my chat room today? You guys are going a little crazy in there. What is that? Sleep No More, New York City? What is that? Okay. Anyway, you guys, you're writing so much stuff. Lots of big paragraphs. Sleep No More, New York City. Okay. I'm trying to read all your stuff at the same time. George Bettinger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. That's Hot Mix. 106.com to listen and then join the stream in the Facebook page. Steve Mendoza Show. Follow him on Blog Talk Radio and say place reminder. And whenever he's going to be on, you'll be reminded when his show is on. I believe it's Saturdays. Betty Jo Tucker, this Tuesday, 4 p.m., which would be tomorrow. And I believe she's talking about the Oscars. And nobody more knows more about the Oscars than Betty Jo and her award-winning books that she's got out soon to be a movie. I hope. Anyway, let's see. What else have we got? I like Lascivious Biddies. Let's have another one.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a great song, wasn't it? Lascivious Biddies. You can find them, Lascivious Biddies, on the internet. Facebook page them. And before that was the Apple Sisters, two songs ago. And anyway, I know what I'm going to do when I'm famous. I'm going to go down to Orchard Street and go to Altman Luggage and buy me some fancy, fancy luggage and some fancy Mont Blanc pens at Altman Luggage downtown on Orchard Street, New York City. And George Bettinger is in the house. You can get his CD on CD Baby if you want. If you have, like, old-time parents, you know what's really good is George does all this old-time comedy. And for those of you with elderly parents, they really get a kick out of this. You know, their eyesight's not so good. They can't see, but they can hear comedy. And George Bettinger imitates all the great stars of the past. I think they get a big kick out of it. So why don't you? And Betty Jo Tucker. Movietic Headquarters is going to be amazing tomorrow. The Oscars. Let's see how many Betty gets right. Movietic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio, and follow her blog as well, because all my chat room people are fun. Steve Mendoza Show is Blog Talk Radio. Oh, the DVD guy is there. The DirecTV guy is there. Oh, thank you for the update, because, yeah, do a film greats. Film greats. George and I will impersonate all the film greats, right, George? We'll have a good time doing that. And it's always funny. I think this is a Jackie Martling song coming up right now.
I'd like to be happy all the time, but I know that that can't be. So if I could be happy most of the time, that'd be fine with me. That'd be fine with me. La-di-da, la-da-di-da, I hope it comes naturally. La-di-da, cause if it don't, whatever's gonna happen to me. I'd like to find me a woman, never, never wanted to roam. I'd like to find me a lady friend, who's loving what I'm bringing home. She's loving what I'm bringing home. Everybody! La-di-da, la-da-di-da, I hope it comes naturally. La-di-da, cause if it don't, whatever's gonna happen to me. Once I had a good friend, who only could play in the sun. On a cloudy day she'd hide away, and come back out when the rain was done. She taught me how to love the sunshine. I taught her not to run from the rain. I got burned and she got wet, but it was good to be in love again. So good to be in love again.
See the banana grow.
La-di-da, la-da-di-da, I hope it come naturally. La-di-da, cause if it don't, whatever's gonna happen to me. Happy most of the time. It's so nice sitting on top of a mountain. But oh, it was a hell of a climb. You know it was a hell of a climb.
All together now.
La-di-da, la-da-di-da, it's a coming naturally. La-di-da, and just in time. And she was made for, she's what I played for. And she was made for me. Coming naturally, yes, yes.
That was Jackie Martling. Pretty funny. Who knew he could sing too, right? Funny guy, and he sings. Very interesting. I like that. Anyway, what do we have going on? A lot of stuff in the chat room. Everybody's popping in and out. I like this story. Alan Zweibel's got a new book out called Lunatics. Here we go. Let's hear the story of Alan Zweibel, The History of Me.
I wanted to be a comedy writer. I always did ever since I was a little boy growing up on Long Island, but I was in college and there was no courses, there was no curriculum, there was no way, there was no road to take to become a comedy writer. So I figured, gee, maybe I'll become a lawyer, have something to fall back on. And my grades were okay, but they made me take this test, the law boards, the LSATs. Are you familiar with this test? Which was, they're graded from 200 to 800. If you can write your name, you get a 200. If you're Albert Einstein, you get an 800. If you're me, I got a 390, which reclassified me as a mineral, like right away. And I got a 390. I went home to Long Island, told my Jewish parents that I got a 390 on the law boards. And about a week later, this is after they uncovered the mirrors, and and got up from those wooden boxes that they had brought in. My father handed me $1,000, which I then handed to a guy named Stanley Kaplan. You know this guy? He's all over. He's got these schools where they teach you how to prepare to take standardized tests. And for 6 months, $1,000, 6 months, I'm there with the earphones on and the number two pencils and taking the old tests and just really focusing on retaking the law boards, which I did 6 months later, where my score catapulted up to a 401. So I figured at that rate, I'd be 90 and my father would be broke by the time I got into an English-speaking law school. So I started writing jokes for Catskill comedians, old comedians who were working the Borscht Belt, the Jewish Alps, called the Catskill Mountains. The Catskill Mountains in the 50s and the 60s were the spawning ground for comedians. I wrote for every Morty, Dickie, Freddie, and Lee that ever lived, okay? I'm 21, they're 50 years old, and they're paying me $7 a joke. That was the rate that I got, $7 a joke. And some of them were just real pains in the ass about it because they'd only pay me if the joke got a laugh. Yeah, so what I would do is I would get in my parents' car on a Friday or Saturday night, drive from Long Island up to the Catskill Mountains to the Concord Hotel, to the Neverly, Grossinger's, wherever it was. I'd sit in the back of the room and I'd listen to my jokes being told. And then one of the comedian would come off the stage and he'd come up to me and he says, boy, you know, that joke about paving the driveway really didn't get a laugh. And I said, gee, I heard a laugh. And then we would bargain. And I'd go home with $4, you know. So, you know, I was 21, they're 50. You know, it was like writing for my parents' friends. And there's different sensibilities, and I really didn't want to write for them, but these were the only people that I knew. And I looked around and go, no, I got to change something here. I got to change. And what I did was, there were two clubs in New York at the time. This is in the mid-70s now. It's a Catch a Rising Star and the Improvisation. There were two showcases where the newer breed of comedians at the time were coming through. So what I did was I took all the jokes that these older guys wouldn't buy from me, and I made it up into a stand-up comedy act for myself. And I went to the club, and my plan was to go on stage, deliver the jokes, with the hopes that a manager, an agent, a TV executive, all of whom were hanging out at these clubs now, would like the material and give me a job. The first week that I'm there, I met a guy who was also starting out. His name is Billy Crystal. And he was starting, and we became fast friends. I lived in Woodmere, Long Island with my parents, and he lived in Long Beach, Long Island with his wife and kid. He's more mature than I am, okay? And every night he would take his little blue Volkswagen and pick me up at my parents. By the way, in case it ever comes up in conversation, this is the international symbol for little blue Volkswagen, okay? He would pick me up at my parents' house. We'd go into the city, tell our jokes, and then he would take me home. About 4 months into this experiment, I'm on stage about 1 o'clock in the morning, having the hardest time in the world making these six drunks from Des Moines laugh. I get off the stage and I'm really upset. It was horrible. I go over to the bar and I'm hanging my head and waiting for Billy to get done so I can get a ride home. When a guy comes and he sits down next to me and just starts staring at me and staring at me. And finally I go, what? He goes, you know, you're the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life. I said, I know. Why rub this in like this? What are you doing? He said, well, your material's not bad. Did you write it? I said, yeah. He said, can I see more of it? I said, you bet. I didn't even ask who it was at first because I would have shown it to like a gardener at this point, okay? Ends up, this guy is Lorne Michaels.
That was a great story. Look for Alan Zweibel's new book and movie, Lunatics, coming out. That's with, Barry. I want to say Sam Perry, but that's not it. It's Sam Perry's brother, Dave Barry. Okay, sorry about that. And again, in the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m., talking Oscars. George Bettinger, today, 4 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays, 106hotmix.com. And also the Steve Mendoza Show, which I believe is this Saturday. So check those all out. Oh, yeah. Let's have a little French music.
Highway
Escolar. Okay, straight from Paris. I've only seen them once perform here. They're fantastic, too. You can find them there. And let me see. Somebody's texting me while I'm doing my show. Okay. But first I want to announce my friend Michelle Ballin. Great comic, was a finalist in NBC's Last Comic Standing, and she was actually the last woman comic standing. She's appeared on the Joy Behar Show, Byron's Allen's Comics Unleashed, and Out Laugh Festival and NTV's Logo. She headlines all over the country. She's going to be performing in L.A. for the first time in 5 years at the Rheinberg Theater at the Village in Los Angeles. For information, go to Michelle Ballin's Facebook or her website, michelleballin.com, and go check her out. She is a very, very funny, funny lady. Live in L.A. at the Rheinberg Theater. Go to www.michelleballin.com. Check her out. Live in L.A., Michelle Ballin. It's going to be a great show. You don't want to miss it. All right. There. You've been pimped, Michelle. All righty. Let's get back to my switchboard and in honor of President's Day, I found one song. Let me see if I can find it again. That was appropriate. But I hope everybody else is having a good time and staying warm with some hot cocoa. Housewives on Prozac, singing Mr. President in honor of President's Day, of course, and in honor of President's Day, let's make it the whole week, because Ronnie Norpell celebrates the second anniversary of her Track 187 Culture Clash Variety Show with special features, and open mic. I might even be there. Get there Wednesday night, February 20th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at SASA's, S-A-S-A's Lounge, 924 Columbus at 105th Street, if you dare come above 14th Street. It's a very good show, always fun. I think sometimes her son's band plays there, and they are off the hook terrific. So you want to check out Ronnie Norpell, Facebook friend her, and check out what she's doing up there. All my friends are doing something somewhere, and that's a good thing. Hey, chat room, still hanging in there? I love it. You're a good chat room. Yes, you are. And guest 1717 has logged in. Welcome, 1717. Hey, you guys post your sites for 1717 so they can see who you are. George Bencher, you guys are having like this long conversation in the chat room. Every time I put on a song, I have to go back and read everything about whatever you guys just posted. Oh, my gosh. That is a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. Well, let's keep the fun going. Speaking of movies and Oscars, here's a little movie piece.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, I don't have a spine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S., could you think of a cute nickname for me like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Santa say good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Carly? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Boop,
and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. 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 Bad dog.
That one is dedicated to Ronnie Norpell for her second anniversary of her track 187, Culture Clatch Variety Show, with special features and possibly Nancy Lombardo appearing there this Wednesday, February 20th, from 7 to 9 p.m. I won't be on the whole time. It's at Sass's Lounge, 924 Columbus and 105th. If you dare come above 14th Street, look up Ronnie Norpell online. And also check out her book. Was it Baseball Diaries? What's the name of the book, Ronnie? Okay, I forgot. But anyway, if you go to www.ronnienorpell. Anyway, great variety show. You want to check that out. Other places I can be seen. Let me check my schedule here. October. Look at me. I'm all the way to my birthday already. What month are we in? March 8th. March 8th. I think I'm hosting at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. No name in a bag of chips. That's the 8th and the 15th. I'll be Moons Over My Hammy, Hammy, Mary Beth Mooney's show at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. That's on 14th Street between A and B, closer to B. Bring your ID. It's a fun place because, as you know, I only perform in the weirdest, weirdest places. But that's the kind of person I am, right? So we're having some fun here. Back to the switchboard because I'm going back and forth. And don't forget, let's see, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. It's going to be interesting. I bet she picks most of them. She's pretty spot on with her picks of the Oscars and George Benninger. Today, what wackiness ensues, I do not know. Steve Mendoza's remote is conked out, but his show is on Blog Talk Radio. On Saturdays, so look up the Steve Mendoza Show. Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio. I'm fitting everybody in so nicely, aren't I? So anyway, I need to get out to Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. I told you get out there. Definitely you need to get out there to Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. Oh boy, somebody's Facebooking me at the same time. Let me see if they want to give me let me see, Baseball Karma and the Constitution Blues. That is the name of Ronnie Norpell's very entertaining book. I believe you can get it on Amazon and just Google Ronnie Norpell. I'm sure he's got a ton of info where you can buy that book. Go buy the book. If you like baseball, buy the book. Let's warm up way before time for the softball season, which I am going to play this year. All right, so catch Ronnie's anniversary show this Tuesday, Track 187 Culture Clash Variety Show. And it's an open mic. So if you're a comedian, head on down. See if you can get on February 20th, 7 to 9 p.m. at Sass's Lounge, 924 Columbus at 105th. How's that, Ronnie? Did I get everything in? I think I did. All right, back in my studio. Let's see. I had somebody else who had something going on. Brad Zimmerman's going to be in Vegas. So if you want to check him out, he's going to be at the MGM coming up. I asked him to send me the info, and he did not, so I can't tell you when and where. Just go to Brad Zimmerman on his Facebook friend him, I'm sure, say you heard about it. He's doing a show in Vegas on my radio show, and he should be noticeably impressed. He'll be at the MGM. It's an upcoming show. Check it out. Okay, what else we got going on? Meanwhile, back at the studio, because we're running out of minutes, and I am freezing on the North Shore today, headed back to the city. But, and it's cold. It's just cold. Cold is not fun. Not fun at all. What is this? I'm on a Chuck Colombo song. Not sure what it is, but... Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. It is so cold. I'm not good at cold. What can I say? Happy President's Day. Can you say Happy President's Day? Are we celebrating the presidents? We're not celebrating their assassinations or anything, are we? Because that would be so wrong on so many levels. All right. Thank you. And tune in to Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow. Luviatic Headquarters, 4 p.m. George Benson Show today at 4 p.m. 106hotmix.com. One funny guy. Okay, and look for me at Ronnie Norpell's this week. And what can I say? Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you again. And follow
That's all, folks.
On Facebook at Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Bye.